Welcome to Candlestick Park in San Francisco, for the game between the Atlanta Braves and the San Francisco Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the Atlanta Braves. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Jerry Royster. Batting second. The second baseman, Glenn Hubbard. Batting third. The right fielder, Gary Matthews. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jeff Burrows. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dale Murphy. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Barry Bonnell. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Rod Gilbreth. Batting eighth. The catcher, Joe Nolan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Phil Niekro. Pitching for the Atlanta Braves, Phil Niekro. For the San Francisco Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Bill Madlock. Batting second. The left fielder, Terry Whitfield. Batting third. The right fielder, Hector Cruz. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Darrell Evans. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Mike Ivey. Batting sixth. The catcher, John Tamargo. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Larry Herndon. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Roger Metzger. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Knepper. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Bob Knepper. And now, play ball. Jerry Royster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Royster strikes out. One out. Glenn Hubbard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbard hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Madlock scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews hits a ball on the ground towards short. Metzger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bonnell. Madlock reaches second base with a double. Terry Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield strikes out. One out. Hector Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is hit by the pitch. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans strikes out. Two outs. Mike Ivey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ivey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gilbreth fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Jeff Burrows is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burrows hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dale Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Madlock fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Barry Bonnell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonnell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Madlock fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. John Tamargo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tamargo hits a fly ball into center field. Bonnell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Royster scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Niekro fields it and throws to first for the out. the side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Rod Gilbreth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gilbreth strikes out. One out. Joe Nolan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nolan is hit by the pitch. Phil Niekro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niekro hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Nolan moves to third. Jerry Royster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Royster is 0 for 1 in the game. Royster hits a ball on the ground towards short. Metzger scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Bob Knepper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knepper hits a fly ball into right field. Matthews settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Madlock hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Terry Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Madlock. The throw from Nolan and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Terry Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Madlock scores. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Giants. Terry Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0 for 1 in the game. Whitfield is called out on strikes. Two outs. Hector Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Cruz strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Glenn Hubbard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbard is 0 for 1 in the game. Hubbard strikes out. One out. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0 for 1 in the game. Matthews takes first base on ball 4. Jeff Burrows is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burrows is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Burrows hits a ball on the ground towards short. Metzger fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Dale Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 0 for 1 in the game. Murphy hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Burrows moves to second. Barry Bonnell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonnell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bonnell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Burrows scores. Murphy moves to third. It's Braves, 1, Giants, 1. Rod Gilbreth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gilbreth is 0 for 1 in the game. Gilbreth hits a fly ball into center field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 1 in the game. Evans hits a pop-up towards short. Royster settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Ivey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ivey is 0 for 1 in the game. Ivey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. John Tamargo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tamargo is 0 for 1 in the game. Tamargo hits a pop-up towards third. Gilbreth settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0 for 1 in the game. Herndon hits a fly ball into center field. Bonnell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Giants 1. The Braves will come to bat. Joe Nolan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nolan is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Nolan hits a fly ball into left field. Whitfield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Phil Niekro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niekro is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Niekro hits a fly ball into left field. Whitfield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Royster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Royster is 0-for-2 in the game. Royster hits a fly ball into left field. Whitfield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger is 0-for-1 in the game. Metzger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubbard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Knepper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knepper is 0-for-1 in the game. Knepper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubbard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Madlock takes first base on ball 4. Terry Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0-for-2 in the game. Whitfield hits a fly ball into right field. Matthews settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Giants 1. The Braves will come to bat. Glenn Hubbard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbard is 0-for-2 in the game. Hubbard hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Matthews hits a ball on the ground towards short. Metzger fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jeff Burrows is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burrows is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Burrows hits a line drive into center field. Herndon picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Herndon. Matthews goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's 2-1, Braves. Dale Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Murphy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Metzger fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Hector Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Cruz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Royster scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-2 in the game. Evans hits a fly ball into right field. Matthews settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Ivey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ivey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ivey hits a pop-up towards short. Royster settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Giants 1. The Braves will come to bat. Barry Bonnell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonnell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bonnell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Evans fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rod Gilbreth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gilbreth is 0 for 2 in the game. Gilbreth hits a fly ball into right field. Cruz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Nolan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nolan is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Nolan takes first base on ball 4. Phil Niekro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niekro is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Niekro hits a fly ball into left field. Whitfield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. John Tomargo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tomargo is 0 for 2 in the game. Tomargo hits a pop-up towards short. Royster settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0 for 2 in the game. Herndon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gilbreth fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger is 0 for 2 in the game. Metzger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubbard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Giants 1. The Braves will come to bat. Jerry Royster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Royster is 0 for 3 in the game. Royster hits a pop-up towards short. Metzger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Hubbard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbard is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hubbard hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Herndon. Hubbard reaches second base with a double. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Matthews hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Madlock scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hubbard moves to third. Two outs. Jeff Burrows is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burrows is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Burrows is walked intentionally. Roland Office pinch runs for Jeff Burrows. Dale Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Murphy hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cruz. Murphy reaches second base with a double. Hubbard scores. Office moves to third. It's 3-1, Braves. Barry Bonnell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonnell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bonnell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Metzger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves 3, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Barry Bonnell now playing left field. Roland Office now playing center field. Art Gardner pinch hits for Bob Knepper. Art Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner strikes out. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Madlock hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gardner moves to second. Terry Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0 for 3 in the game. Whitfield bunts towards the mound. Niekro fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gardner moves to third. Madlock moves to second. Hector Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Cruz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubbard fields it and throws to second for the out. Gardner scores. Madlock moves to third. That run is unearned. One out. It's 3-2, Braves. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-3 in the game. Evans hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Nolan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Ivey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ivey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Ivey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Madlock scores. Cruz moves to second. That run is unearned. It's Braves, 3, Giants, 3. John Tamargo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tamargo is 0-for-3 in the game. Tamargo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Royster scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Braves 3, and the Giants 3. The Braves will come to bat. Jim Barr now pitching. Rod Gilbreth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gilbreth is 0-for-3 in the game. Gilbreth hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe Nolan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gilbreth. The throw from Tamargo and he is safe. Gilbreth steals second. Joe Nolan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nolan is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Nolan takes first base on ball 4. Phil Niekro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niekro is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Niekro bunts towards the mound. Barr fields it and throws to third for the out. Nolan moves to second. One out. Jerry Royster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Royster is 0-for-4 in the game. Royster is called out on strikes. Two outs. Glenn Hubbard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbard is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Hubbard hits a pop-up towards first. Ivey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Braves 3, and the Giants 3. The Giants will come to bat. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0-for-3 in the game. Herndon hits a fly ball into center field. Office settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger is 0-for-3 in the game. Metzger hits a pop-up towards short. Royster settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Barr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barr hits a ball on the ground towards short. Royster scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Braves 3, and the Giants 3. The Braves will come to bat. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Matthews hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Roland Office is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Office bunts in front of the plate. Tamargo juggles the ball. That's an error on Tamargo. Matthews moves to second. Dale Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Murphy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Evans fields it, steps on third, and throws to first for the double play. Office moves to second. Two outs. Barry Bonnell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonnell is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bonnell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Metzger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Braves 3, and the Giants 3. The Giants will come to bat. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles, a double, and a walk. Madlock hits a fly ball into left field. Bonnell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Terry Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Whitfield hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hector Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0-for-3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Cruz strikes out. Two outs. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-4 in the game. Evans strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Braves 3, and the Giants 3. The Braves will come to bat. Rod Gilbreth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gilbreth is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Gilbreth hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe Nolan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nolan is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. He's been hit by a pitch. Nolan bunts towards the mound. Barr fields it and throws to first for the out. Gilbreth moves to second. One out. Bob Beal pinch hits for Phil Niekro. Bob Beal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beal hits a ball on the ground towards third. Evans fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Royster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Royster is 0-for-5 in the game. Royster hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gilbreth moves to third. Glenn Hubbard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbard is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a double. Hubbard hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Tom Argo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Braves 3, and the Giants 3. The Giants will come to bat. Gene Garber now pitching. Mike Ivey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ivey is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Ivey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Vic Harris pinch runs for Mike Ivey. John Tomargo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tomargo is 0-for-4 in the game. Tomargo bunts towards the mound. Garber fields it and throws to first for the out. Harris moves to second. One out. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0-for-4 in the game. Herndon hits a fly ball into right field. Matthews settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie McCovey pinch hits for Roger Metzger. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubbard misplays the ball. That's an error on Hubbard. Harris moves to third. Skip James pinch hits for Jim Barr. Skip James is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. James hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Nolan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Braves 3, and the Giants 3. The Braves will come to bat. Skip James now playing first base. John Curtis now pitching. Johnny LeMaster now playing shortstop. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Matthews hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Herndon. Matthews reaches second base with a double. Roland Offis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Offis is 0-for-0 in the game. Office hits a fly ball into left field. Whitfield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dale Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 2 for 5 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Murphy hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Matthews scores. It's 4-3, Braves. Barry Bonnell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonnell is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bonnell strikes out. Two outs. Rod Gilbreth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gilbreth is 2 for 5 in the game, with 2 singles. Gilbreth is walked intentionally. Murphy moves to second. Cito Gaston pinch hits for Joe Nolan. Cito Gaston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaston hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Murphy scores. Gilbreth moves to third. It's 5-3, Braves. Gene Garber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garber strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Braves 5, and the Giants 3. The Giants will come to bat. Bruce Benedict now catching. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock is 3 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles, a double, and a walk. Madlock hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Terry Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 2 for 5 in the game, with 2 singles. Whitfield hits a fly ball into left field. Bonnell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hector Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0 for 4 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Cruz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubbard fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 5 in the game. Evans hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cruz moves to second. Tom Heinzelman pinch hits for John Curtis. Tom Heinzelman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heinzelman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hubbard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Atlanta Braves, 5. And San Francisco Giants, 3. Goodbye from Candlestick Park in San Francisco.